Good evening and welcome back. I'm the paranormal curator, Tom Castaños. Remember to like and share the podcast with all your friends, people that like stories that are a little bit off the beaten path. If your podcatcher allows you to do a rating, please give us 5 stars. It helps people find the show. And when they find the show, we get more tremendous stories to share with you. If you'd like to send in your paranormal experience, you can do so at paranormalcurator, all one word, at gmail.com. We'd really like you to record it in your voice using your memo recorder on your phone and then email it. But if you'd rather just write it out, we will in fact read it for you as well. Again, paranormalcurator, all one word, at gmail.com. This episode's a little bit different. I'm going to start a 3-part series about the business of the paranormal. We think about our experiences and we think about all the things that make this interesting to us. I think most of us share an interest in things that we can't explain or things that we find peculiar. And that's not rare. Obviously, the sheer volume of television shows and podcasts like this one that are out there show us that there's a market for this kind of odd happening. All of the Ghost Hunter TV shows, all of the UFO shows, all of the unexplained kinds of series that you find out there. There are ways that people actually make a living from the paranormal. Our first stop in our series is the Haunted Dollhouse Museum right here in my hometown of San Antonio, Texas. I stopped in at the museum a little bit earlier to speak with the owner, Giovanna Albrecht. It's a unique place.
My name is Giovanna Albrecht, and I am the director here.
Fabulous. So, this is an audio podcast. I'm going to share some photos on our Instagram page, but I'm surrounded currently in the Barbie room by hundreds of different kinds of dolls. And this is just one room, and including an attic and a backyard that is filled with every conceivable kind of doll. You know, some people find dolls creepy all by themselves.
Oh, I truly agree, 100%.
And to have them in the context of your, let's say, gothic atmosphere, I could see where people would definitely get a vibe here. Tell me a little bit about how people react to your museum.
First of all, we've had people say that they've got their hair pulled. I personally have had a rosary that was taken off my neck really roughly. People that hear voices, you know, take me out of the box. We've had people that actually, in December, we had a lady that her husband had passed away, and he was up there with her in the attic. And his message was like, enjoy Christmas, because she hadn't enjoyed it in a long time. So there's, you know, people hear knocks and voices and things fall, and then you go see what fell and nothing has fallen. So I personally am here all the time, and I do get creeped out. I will not be here by myself. I think they're harmless, but still that feeling that you get here, it's a very uneasy feeling.
Well, I think, you know, it goes back to the unknown, but I think it's interesting when you talk about your visitors. Remarkably, the paranormal and the normal are exactly the same. You get what you put into it. You come with a mindset, you come open-minded, closed-minded, whatever, and that energy then gives you what you expect, doesn't it?
Correct. I say that if you're paranormal sensitive, you will feel more than people that don't have that. Mm-hmm. And yes, you have to be open to what the dolls want to tell you, or what kind of message they have, or they want to play with you. You have to be open to that.
It's so amazing that conversations And I'll be the first one to admit that I'm not the most open person. It's taken me a while. I've gotten better. But conversations like these that you're talking about with potentially spirits or whatever, just like conversations with people, there's living people you don't listen to when they talk, right? So you have to kind of be in tune with wanting to hear what people have to say.
Correct. And I mean, there are spirits out there. You know, you can talk to Ouijas, you can take pentacles. There's people that, psychics that will talk to spirits. And a lot of these dolls came from, like I say all the time, I own stuff that belonged to dead people. And I'm sure their spirits are in somehow here still, looking at everything we do, and I can feel it. I feel their spirit. Do I want to acknowledge them? No. I totally go, la, 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 la. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to see what they have to say. However, I do respect them.
Yeah, respect that. Again, a common thing with the living as well, right? Heaven forbid we respect what one another says. So the one of the points of me coming here was we're talking about the paranormal as a business. So you've opened a museum. You also have a store where you have oddities and antiques. What made you decide to open a paranormal-themed business?
People like this all the time. They want scary. They want horror. They love Halloween. Halloween, I would say to me, it's my favorite holiday. You don't have to buy gifts for anybody. You don't have to entertain family. You can be anything, anybody. You go out there. And I have always, since my children were so tiny, scary. Always liked scary outfits, you know, like to paint my face scary. I like everything scary. And I thought there's nothing in San Antonio that offers a place where you can have Halloween all the time. And I'm not talking like the Halloween store. I'm talking like the experience, like, oh my gosh, this is worse than a haunted house, because this is a real haunted house.
Right. So, I mean, there's an authenticity that's lacking from the, like, the commercial side of, you know, Spirit Hall. Everybody loves Spirit Halloween, but it is what it is. It's Walmart for Halloween.
Right.
Yeah. This is going to sound like a rude question, and you can answer as vaguely as you like, but do you feel like it's been successful so far?
Well, success has different definitions, right? So profitable, no. Okay, not yet, because not a lot of people know about this place. We have a very small budget to not be able to afford a lot of marketing. We don't have a lot of staff. We have volunteers. So success in a different way, yes, because we have found an amazing home that has a history, and it is everybody that walks in here, their grandma happens to have had a house that looked like this, which is hilarious. Everybody loves the house, loves the spaces. It's comforting to be in here. So yes, we have had success in finding a great location. All the dolls, I honestly don't even know where they have come from. I know that I personally have purchased them, but I don't even know where the money came from to do all this. So yes, I think it's been successful like that. And for the past 2 months, I've seen how people are learning more about us, and there's more people coming in than there was a year before. So I believe that when I look ahead, it is successful. I can see it successful because it's a part of history that children don't have anymore. Children don't have porcelain dolls. Children don't have all this stuff that we have around. So I think we'll have people from all over the world come and see this, and children and generations are going to enjoy this. So in my mind, it has been a success.
And I like that you say that, you know, there's a lot of ways to measure success. And again, happiness, you know, that you're enjoying what you do. And it's obvious. It's obvious your love for all of this. And now I know that one of the local paranormal groups does, is it a monthly night tour right. here? You want to tell me a little bit about that?
They come once a month on a Thursday, and they charge per person, and it's for 2 hours. And they take you through the house. They let you experience on your own the house. They give you the paranormal equipment. They teach you how to use it. And then they go up to the attic, and they start calling spirits. And that's when it gets creepy. And that's when I don't go up there. But they just started in December, so they've had three. But I think, you know, I'm so excited. They're called the Curious Twin Paranormal, and they're just such wonderful people. I love their spirit. I love what they're doing here. And like I said, you can go on their website, and they come once a month in every month on Thursday. I think it's the third Thursday of the month.
And we'll definitely put a link in the show notes to both the museum and Curious Twins. They do a lot of things around town, but this would be one high on my list. I'm going to have to come back and do that as well. What's next for your museum?
Oh, so one of the things we're going to do, and we're going to start this in April, we have a lot of businesses on our strip that, like us, they need more help. You know, they're working hard to make their businesses successful, but not a lot of people know. So one of the things that I thought was, why don't we do First Fridays, like other areas of town do, but we do something that is going to be called First Fright Fridays. So basically, it's going to be like a small Halloween all year long, where you can come with your family, you can wear costumes. We're going to have vendors outside, music. We as ourselves as a museum, we're going to have an actual haunted house once a month, the first Friday of the month, where we're going to have scare actors, and it's going to be like Halloween all over. You can dress up. I also want to start a program where I want to work with schools, where they can come and bring the kids here. They can adopt a doll. They can bring it back to their classroom, and they can write a story for that doll. Oh. But that story's got to be scary, creepy. Children have to me, I can deal with life very well because I'm fearless. I grew up with scary stuff from the 80s, you know, Halloween for the first time, the movie, or Freddy Krueger. So, you know, you develop a callus for things, so you don't get scared very easily. But I think children should be raised to be aware that you can deal with your fears better mm-hmm. if you're not scared of a doll. Mm-hmm. But if you cannot walk in a room full of dolls and you're scared of that, then how are you going to deal with fear in the future? So, yes, I want to do a writing program for schools. And then hopefully we can get more support from the city and the community and the tourism.
I love the idea. You know, it's kind of based on that Dia de los Muertos idea of making, of humanizing death so that it's not this terrifying thing. It's right. just another step. So that'd be remarkable. I would love to see something like that. So we're going to finish this. You have to tell me your favorite paranormal experiences you've had here within the museum. The one that comes to mind and that you remember first when someone asks you, what's the spookiest thing that's happened to you here?
So I visited this house many, many years ago. My 22-year-old at the time was in middle school. And actually, we were in this room. And in that corner right there, he saw a lady. And she said my name. She said, "Hi, Giovanna." I, however, did not see her or hear her. But my son and his friend, both of them were in middle school at that time, they saw it, her. I would say that is freaky because somehow when I was looking for a place to start this, I end up in this house mm-hmm. that this lady that lives here, her spirit lives here. I haven't seen her. I feel her. I named her Ethel. She's back there. But I would say that and my rosary getting pulled. This was just not any rosary. This rosary was blessed by a pope. Oh. And I was cleaning a table just like this, just like that, and you just felt it. Wow. And that scared the heck out of me.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Besides that, you know, I smelled death in this house 3 times, and it goes away the next day. It's gone. So I would say those are pretty much on my top of the list. You know, of course, footsteps running on top of us when there's nobody up there, things that fall really loud and you go look to see what fell and nothing's fallen. You know, you come in and it feels like somebody just whoosh, went like that on your shelves and they dropped all the dolls to the floor. Yeah, those are creepy too.
that's amazing stuff. Well, this has been awesome, Gianna. Thank you so much for your time today. I really enjoyed my visit with Giovanna at the Haunted Dollhouse Museum. I will put a link in the show notes to the museum and also to the Curious Twins Paranormal Group, which we talked about does tours, after-hour tours of the museum. And as a matter of fact, part two in our series is going to be paranormal investigation groups. We'll have that in 2 weeks. As always, thank you for listening. If you have a story for us, send it in, paranormalcurator@gmail.com. I'm Tom Castaños, the Paranormal Curator.